You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Okay, let's see. iRiver, microphone, headphones, camera. Yep, that's it. I'm all packed for Japan.
Is that all you're packing? Recording equipment? What happens when you need to change?
No, that's the other suitcase. See?
That's clothes?
No, it's batteries.
I'm hungry. I hope the pizza gets here soon.
Now that's pretty smart thinking. We're a little crazed to be worrying about cooking supper.
You're too crazed. Nathan and I are all packed.
Really? Have you got any room left for a few dozen memory cards? That must be the pizza. Nathan, can you get the door?
Okay.
Now, what was I doing?
Packing.
Oh, right. All done.
Clothes. Clothes!
Good idea. I'll go upstairs and get some. And I'll grab the microcassette recorder as a backup.
Mom, that wasn't the pizza guy.
Oh, who was it?
Hi! Danny Hillcrest here.
Danny, what brings you here?
My AMC Pacer.
No, I meant...
I came to see if Clint wants me to go accept the podcast award by picking it up at the Podcast Expo in sunny L.A., Los Angeles, California.
I see. Nathan, go get your father, quick.
I'm on it.
Clint will be right down.
Okay.
So, Danny, seen any good movies lately?
I love movies. In fact, I was all set to pay to see the latest blockbuster, but the title told me it wasn't worth the money.
Oh?
Yeah. Why would you pay to see a movie that calls itself Super Bad?
I don't think that's what
Danny,
they meant.
What are you doing here?
Well, the voting is over at the Podcast Awards, so I wanted to check with you right away on who's going to be the one to pick up accept the award for Best Comedy Podcast.
But Danny, we didn't win.
No, no, no. That's last year you're thinking about. We won this year, right? Right?
That must be the pizza.
I'll get it.
I'll get it. You stay here and talk to Danny.
Go ahead. Desert me in my hour of need.
You were just kidding, weren't you?
I'm afraid not, but the good news is we won 2 podcast peer awards, Best Comedy Podcast and Best Short Podcast.
I love podcast peers, whatever they are. Can I go accept those awards?
Depends. Are you going to Dragon Con in Atlanta?
Sure, if you're paying.
Then you're not going.
It wasn't the pizza.
Who was it?
It is I, Jake Filibuster, passport in hand, ready to take off to the land of osaki and sushi.
Mini-san's all-you-can-eat Japanese buffeteria and Little Wicker Basket Emporium?
No, Japan, you high-pitched half-wit. Wait, what are you doing here in the first place, Hillcrest?
I'm going to sunny Atlanta Peachtree G.A. George I.A., how about you?
I'm going to Japan.
Huh?
I'm going to answer the door.
Mom, is Mr. Filibuster really going with us?
Not that I know of.
Is it possible, madam, that your husband doesn't tell you everything?
Doubtful. As a matter of fact, just the other day he told me that you're a...
Hey, look who was at the door. Mr. Worthington Hammond Chesterfield III. And he bought us a pizza.
No, I'm delivering a pizza.
What a joker.
How come Jake gets to go to Japan?
I never
and
said...
And why are you sending Danny to Atlanta?
I'm not gonna...
Come in!
Hi. Basically, I hear you're giving away trips. And basically, I want to go see if Cleveland rocks.
I can't wait to see Mount Fuji.
I love their film.
Look, I need to make my next delivery, so if someone could...
Come in!
Basically.
Can you transport me to Ontair Prime?
I can't really figure out what's going on.
Hold it! Look, this bit is going way over 4 minutes, so let me settle this once and for all. Danny, you aren't going to Dragon Con in Atlanta, especially after the mess you made of your trip out to California last summer.
Jake, the only way you're going to Japan is if you stow away in a cardboard refrigerator box in the cargo hold of a JLA flight. Lenny, I've been to Cleveland. It rocks. No need for you to go. Little alien guy, sorry, OnTair Prime is a bit out of my price range. But here's William Shatner's phone number. Give him a ring. He might be able to help you out. And he can get you a great deal in a hotel room. And Ham, this pizza is delicious. Thank you. Now, if you'll all excuse us, we have to finish packing. So get out.
Well, I wanted to show everyone my
list. Basically, I walked over here.
Somehow I feel like I'm not going to get my 1095 at this point.
Now, how are we doing on packing?
We are done. You're the one who isn't finished, remember?
Oh, right. Well, I think I figured this out. If I buy a souvenir t-shirt every day, I'm good. Do you think they have souvenir tube socks?
Dad, what happened to the box our new refrigerator came in?
Want to make an impact online? GoDaddy.com has domain names, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and more. Plus, enter the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout and receive 10% off your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. First off, I want to say thank you to everyone who voted for Comedy Forecast in the Podcast Awards. As I mentioned, we didn't win, but just being nominated was an honor. And congratulations to all the winners. Also, as I mentioned, we did win 2 Podcast Peer Awards. And I want to thank all the podcasters out there who voted. We won for Best Comedy Podcast and Best Short Podcast. To learn more about it, I'll have links over in the show notes on the website under episode 121, Get Packing. And remember, that's comedyforecast.com with the number 4. Last episode, I mentioned that one great way to show your support for Comedy Forecast is to leave a nice review over at iTunes. So I want to say thank you to Captain Ho and to John C., who both said really nice things about the show. If you want to lend a hand, this is one of the easiest ways to do it. Just go to iTunes, go to the podcast section, and you can do a power search for Comedy Forecast and then leave a nice review for us. Of course, there are other ways to get in touch with Comedy Forecast as well. You can email us at comedyforecast@gmail.com or call our listener line. More about that in a second. The listener line is area code 206-333-1339. So speaking of our listener line, I just received this voicemail from Jeff Cutler of the Bowl of Cheese podcast.
Hey, Clinton, this is Jeff from Bowl of Cheese podcast and A Life of Play podcast. I'm calling to give you some names for the listener line. I think you could call it the Fun Phone or the Laugh Line. Those are my 2 options.
What do you guys think? Laugh Line? Possibility. If you've got any feedback on that or anything else, remember, once again, comedyforecast@gmail.com or the Laugh Line at area code 206-333-1339, and that's in the United States. There will probably be a little delay between this episode and the next one, as we're going to be busy traveling. I hope you understand, and I will talk to you when we get back. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.